President Trump has again and again called for a border wall to stop the flow of illegal drugs into the country. Here he is speaking at a recent press conference when the Norwegian Prime Minister visited.
We need the wall for security. We need the wall for safety. We need the wall for stopping the drugs from pouring in.
The idea Trump and his administration have put forth is simple. More people plus more infrastructure and the flow of illegal drugs and people will be stopped. But the problem is more complex than that, says our next guest. He says we already have a massive force of people and infrastructure on the border that isn't stopping the flow now. Jay Root is an investigative reporter for the Texas Tribune, and he rode with Border Patrol and spoke to smugglers of both people and drugs. And he came away with his own ideas of what a wall will and won't stop. And Jay, you talked to both sides here. So tell us, what is it that they each think this wall would achieve?
Well, it's two different worlds. When you ride around with the Border Patrol, as I did, you get the impression that everybody's being caught, that everybody's being apprehended. Then on the other hand, when you talk to smugglers or, you know, people that are in that line of business, they seem to be very successful at it. They make a lot of money at it. Now, you know, in fairness, the people that I talked to, two smugglers, both had been caught. That's why I was talking to them. But both of them, for years and years, did their stuff without being detected. And so there's really, two completely different worlds. And I think that's what's very instructive here, because a lot of the debate centers around the idea that all we have to do is add more people and infrastructure and we can get to this. But there already is a lot of people and there is already a lot of infrastructure, and this is going on regardless.
Right, right. So let's break that down a little bit. Let's start by talking about drugs. How do most drugs come across the border into the country now?
A very good question. And the answer is not necessarily intuitive, because when we talk about building a wall would not go over a port of entry, would not go over a bridge, would not go over the area where legitimate commerce comes across. And that is where most of the illegal drugs enter the country. That's where most of the dope, particularly the hard dope, like fentanyl that killed Prince and Tom Petty, heroin, cocaine, meth, that comes largely, mostly across the ports of entry.
Right. And then when it comes to people, right, when it comes to stopping illegal migration across the border, with apprehension numbers already really low right now, would a wall make a difference in that way?
Well, first of all, the apprehension figures plummeted in the first few months of the Trump administration, and they've been coming up in the last several months. But the question of whether or not a wall would make a difference and stop people, in some ways, honestly, is the wrong question, because most of the undocumented immigrants that are here in this country right now did not come across an area that a border wall is conceived to go, because we don't like to talk about the ports of entry for some reason. But that's where most of the people come across because of two main factors. One is the visa overstays. That's the big one, where people come across on a legitimate visa and then just don't go home. And then another phenomenon that has become more and more prominent, it's the phenomenon of inadmissibles. These are people who turn themselves in at the port of entry and request asylum, throw themselves upon the mercy of the United States at customs, basically. And so that number has risen fairly dramatically. And so going back to your question about a wall, would a wall stop people from coming across? You know, I quote experts basically saying it could have some effect. Yes, I mean, look at what happened both in Arizona and before that, El Paso, and right around the same time, San Diego. A lot of public infrastructure walls came in, and apprehensions did go down, and they came to places where there's not as much physical infrastructure. But you're talking about a relatively small population compared to the people that get here with other means, number one. And number two, the more you make it difficult, the more expensive it gets to come across. And so you have more profits to fund ever more elaborate smuggling schemes. And it's really incredible what some of these people do. I mean, you know, there have been all kinds of tunnels and different manners of smuggling. There seems seemingly no end to it.
A lot of the border is already fenced or has some sort of wall or some sort of barrier along it. Have there been any sort of measurable outcomes from that?
Not that I've seen. I tried to get some information about that, and it's extremely difficult. It's really anecdotal, but I do think, and we pointed this out in the story, that physical barriers do make a difference. But it's sort of like if you had somebody coming into your gate at your house, and you had a bunch of people coming to your gate, and every now and then somebody jumped over the fence, but you spent all of this money and had to go through all this legal trouble to build a higher fence when maybe you ought to be worrying more about who's coming through the gate. You know, that's kind of what I think my article focused on, because unlike in Arizona and New Mexico and California, where a lot of this land is federally owned, most of the land that you would need to build a border wall is in the hands of private landowners. And so they're going to have to take it away from them. And so it's not cost-free. It has an environmental impact. And to the extent that it would reduce the numbers, and I'm not saying it wouldn't, the question is the juice worth the squeeze? And I think that's really the issue that everybody should be focusing on, and why we don't focus more on visa overstays and on the ports of entry and what happens there. That I don't, maybe it's just not as sexy as a wall, but that's really where a lot of the illegal traffic for people, eventually illegal traffic, originates.
All right. Jay Root is an investigative reporter for the Texas Tribune. Jay, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thanks for having me.